When the night is still black and the stars still awake, Kevin Wilkerson walks out to milk his cows. His arrival at the barn does more than earn him a living. It continues an Ozark's legacy.
It's all I've ever done. So, been doing it since, as far as a job, ever since I got out of high school, which would be 39 years.
He represents at least the third generation of his family to milk cows as a business venture, dating to the days when Missouri was one of the country's leading dairy producers.
Everybody used to milk, and they were part of everybody.
In the past, they were only one family operation of hundreds that dotted the Ozarks. Today, their rural Greene County farm is an exception. Their operation, built on land that the family homesteaded in 1856, is only one of a handful of small dairy farms that remain.
It was somewhere in the neighborhood of over 400 back in the 70s when things was really the height of the dairy deal here. There's 10 left in Greene County, last I knew.
The barn where Kevin and his cows spend so much time, twice a day, every day, was built by his father in 1947. Outside, in the pre-dawn hours, a light shines down on the door, illuminating a sign that issues a warning, "Beware of attack cow." But inside, the cows don't look too scary. They walk in a few at a time and place their heads in the metal stanchions. After their udders are sanitized, machinery is attached to milk them. In the background, the steady thump of the pulsator, part of the milking process, keeps time.
Still use that technology. Basically, it allows the inflation inside those silver things. There's a rubber part inside there, and it causes it to open and shut.
The milk flows through a pipe overhead and into a tank, where it's frequently picked up.
My milk right now is going to Highland. They've got some sort of a deal with Chipotle restaurant. They want milk comes from pasture cows that are out, not dry log cows, to make cheese for their restaurant. So I had signed a contract that my cows are out on pasture.
Wow.
And I don't use hormones or any of that stuff.
Like the traffic that now buzzes by in front of the Century Farm sign along Highway 125, much in the dairy industry has changed with time. An example is the barn, which has retained its bones but has seen upgrades due to changing regulations.
When he built it, it was grade A standard at the time. And then we were still milking in cans, didn't have a bulk tank at that time. And then they quit buying grade A milk in a can. So then dropped back to manufacturing grade or grade C milk. And milked several years that way. And then Kraft, who we were selling to at the time, decided they were not going to buy any more grade C milk. So they made everybody upgrade it again, get back on grade A. So took out the wood stanchions, got these metal stanchions put in.
Over the nearly 40 years Kevin has been in the business, he's seen the number of local dairy farms drastically reduce. He tells of the government's buyouts of local dairymen years ago because it was thought there was too much milk available. Nowadays, however, he also shares that Missouri is considered a deficit state and doesn't produce enough to meet demand, so it's trucked in from other states.
Most of the milk that comes in up here at Highland, they bring in on transports out of Oklahoma and Texas. We're a deficit state now. Missouri doesn't produce enough milk to provide for the people in Missouri.
Further change is evident through milk production, which is often centralized at large farms, making it difficult for small operations to compete. Nowadays, the only place the Wilkersons can sell their milk is Dairy Farmers of America, which then coordinates its use.
Like I said, DFA is the only source to sell through now, and so if they decide at some point they're not going to, you'll just be out of luck.
But despite these challenges, Kevin stays in the dairy business. His son does too and may continue the operation for another generation. The fact that they possess the land, livestock, and know-how puts them in a unique position and may allow them to continue when others couldn't even start in the first place. Because unless you have those things, it's just too difficult to start a small dairy farm nowadays. Beyond that, though, dairy farming is a lifestyle. Milking comes twice a day, every single day, and the commitment is something many nowadays don't care for.
There's a lot of downside to it, but I still, it's what I enjoy.
For Kevin, the legacy is simply part of life.
You're not going to get rich doing it. Just make a living.
For Ozarks Alive Time Capsule, I'm Caitlin McConnell.
Caitlin McConnell is the founder of Ozarks Alive, a website dedicated to preserving and documenting local culture and history. Her website is ozarksalive.com, and her time capsule essays are archived on our website, ksmu.org.